And welcome back. It is time now to visit with our friends from OKM Music. Ryan Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Tom, how are you doing?
Well, you brought friends today.
I did.
Hi. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness sakes. You know something, especially for kids, is coming up. It has to be rough.
It is. It's just, we're going to do a pre-festival.
Ryan, you've been holding some cards back, haven't you?
I have. We have a little bit of a change this year for our festival.
Okay.
Traditionally, we always have our, especially for kids, programming happen the same time as our festival week. But those that come to our festival know that we have so many events, well over 30, 40 events during the week. So to make it a little bit easier for our children's director over here and for the entire staff of OKM, because there's only one of us, we can't be in multiple locations at once, we will actually be having our Especially for Kids series the week before our festival, which we have never done before.
And you get to see the shows when they come back.
Right. But we have things that will be going on for the children, during the festival, too. So,
best of both worlds.
But they're right. They can do both.
So, Ryan, what do we got cooking here? We've got a whole lineup here.
We have an exciting lineup for our festival itself, which will be June 10th through the 17th. But our kids' festival, which will be running June 5th through the 9th. In just a second, I'll let Rose really go into detail about all
indeed.
Of the exciting things that we have for all of our kids and the youth of the city. But our festival this year, you can go online to our website, okmmusic.org, where we have all of our individual lineup, all of our artists. You can go navigate and learn more about the great lineup we have for this 37th year. But we'll be kicking off our festival, Tom, with a returning favorite, Canadian Brass. And their last stop here in Bartlesville, I believe, was in 2015. I believe that was the last festival that they were here, but Bartlesville loves Canadian Brass. They are very well received, and they're literally a world-renowned group. They have a reputation of being the most talented brass ensemble of the world. So to be able to get them in Bartlesville is always a treat. And then the next day, we have our traditional Woola Rock concert, which is a huge family hit. Our community really comes out to Woola Rock. That's probably our most received concert during the festival. And Dallas Brass and Jack Settle will be performing out there. But the rest of the week, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail so Rose can get some time to talk about her kids' events. But Tom, we have amazing talent. Everything from classical to jazz to Caribbean pop with Baja Men. We have a wonderful eclectic lineup this year for our 37th festival. And again, that will be running June 10th through the 17th, and the week before, June 5th through the 9th, Rose is going to be talking about our Especially for Kids series, which is designated for all youth of Bartlesville and local areas.
Rose, looks like we got ourselves one heck of a lineup here.
Yes, we have a little bit of everything for all ages. We even have a family night, but first we're going to kick off on Saturday. Mm-hmm. With the Prince and Princess T, which is well received last year.
That's a big one.
That is a big one, and there's lots of things that go on during that day. So just get on the web and when it opens and book your time. On the 7th, on a Sunday evening, that's our family night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna do Songbox with Jackie and Michael. And
can't go wrong there.
No, we can't. We had such a good turnout last year. So I decided we'd do it again, only different for bingo. And we're going to do it at the green, hopefully. Just in case, you know, there's COVID is still rampant, and we can still social distance and all that.
Got it.
Also, then on Monday, we're going to do the Creative Native Culture with the tribal, Delaware tribal Indian members. They're going to do singing and dancing, and we're going to have music. And with each one of my projects this year, we're going to have a project full of goodie bags that they can take home and make at home.
Kind of a nice little carryover thing.
It is to extend
the education and the fun.
Right. So it's a little bit of culture, too. And then going on, the story time there we're going to have story time with Tamika and Mariah again.
Again, they do a great job.
They do. But this year, we're having one session for one book, and we have three different times. So there'll be three different books, three different things, something different that I haven't done before. Well, but we'll see how that goes. And again, then on, we're going to the library. And Miss Laura at the library, if you haven't visited the library, it's renovated. It's done. They have a wonderful children's area. And we're going to have live music, live instruments, and story time.
Oh, the kids are going to have a blast.
They are. And then on the last day, on the 10th, we're going to do, hopefully, like a master class or for the middle-aged and middle school, high school, and surrounding areas, and we can have a master class with one of the lead guest artists this year.
All right, great. This is really going to be a lot of fun. And so, parents, I want you to go to the website just to check it out and to get a little bit more information. And you can always call OKM, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That number is 918-336-9900.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We also have some scholarship things coming up, too, don't we, Ryan?
We do, and everything that we do at OKM really ties into our mission of trying to make the arts accessible to all, especially our adults who come to our performances, but also our youth with Rose, all the wonderful work she does with our kiddos here in Bartlesville. But this really ties into our mission, Tom, of being able to give back to the youth of our community. So every single year, we have two different scholarships that are available. One designated for more of the youngsters of the community who want to take music lessons, but they unfortunately may not have the funds to be able to pay for these music lessons. And so one of our scholarship funds, the Thomasine Chapel, who was a longtime supporter of the arts, especially with OKM, left a very generous legacy to OKM. So we designated the scholarship in her honor. But it is geared for all youth ages 4 through 18. And again, if you want to take music lessons, but you just don't have the funds to be able to do that, this scholarship is really designated for that. And those are due Friday, June the 4th. So you have a little bit of time to at least go online, check out the application. It's a pretty simple form, and you can get that sent over to us. And then we have one more scholarship, the MIM scholarship. And this is designated for Bartlesville High School seniors who want to go off into college to study music. And so there are a number of students over there at the high school that are very, very talented, Tom. And I know that they will be studying, you know, music at the higher education level. And this application is approaching pretty fast. It's Friday, March the 12th. So you got to go online and, you know, fill out that application and send that over to us at OKM. You can also bring that application to the office. But the previous winners of this scholarship are phenomenal musicians, and I know that they're doing great things off in college. We follow them on social media. Last year was Abigail Clausen, Mr. Clausen being the band director of Bartlesville Public Schools, and his daughter's very, very talented. Lane Kabler was another year, and Gary Hoover, again, all remarkable youth, and they're doing wonderful things. I believe the majority of them are studying music education to be able to give back and teach in their future. So we are very proud of both of these scholarships that we're able to offer the youth here in Bartlesville. And again, you can go online to okmmusic.org, and there should be a tab right there on the homepage for scholarships. Go online. You can literally just download, fill it out, and get it in. And you very well might be the winner.
There you go. And so we really do have something for all ages. We've got the shows, we've got the kids lineup, and of course the scholarships too. We pretty much have music covered.
Here, we do.
We really do.
That's a good thing.
It is.
That's a real good thing. Now, I know that the tickets will go on sale pretty soon.
Yes.
We're just kind of waiting for a few things to take form, I guess.
Yes, yes. We are kind of watching some of our venues. Of course, we'll be having performances at the Bartlesville Community Center. Right now with COVID, a lot of these venues within Bartlesville and even the Tulsa region, some of our performances will be down there this year. We're just watching to see what happens with COVID. There's a lot of restrictions restrictions still in place with how many you can have in the auditorium. Sure. And we're just going to, you know, navigate, as with everyone is right now, just to see.
It's one of those things where you can see the end of the tunnel here.
Yes,
but we still
got to
get a few shots in people's arms here before we can start, you know, saying hooray.
Yes.
I think everybody understands.
Yes. And we'll make sure to let all of our patrons know. If you're subscribed to our e-blast, we'll make sure everyone knows when tickets will be available. You can definitely check us out on social media. We try to update that daily if we can. Mm-hmm. But we're still targeting this spring. Tickets will be going on sale. Again, we're just all navigating what crazy things are happening, you know, with COVID, and hopefully things do get better that we can have the festival as planned.
And Rose, for the kids who need to get signed up here, for the especially for kids, where do mom and dads go to get that taken care of?
They can go out on the web at
OKMmusic.org.
That's okay. Yeah. OKMmusic.org. And that's where you're really going to find just about everything there. Mm-hmm. And last year, hats off for the creativity to everybody, and especially for kids. We were able to do this, and we were able to do it safely and remarkably, I might add, too. Nothing but high praise from the parents, I heard.
Well, good. And I'm going to do the same thing again this year, just in case things don't work out that we can be together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have the one event, or maybe two events, over at the Green.
Got it.
And that would be, during the day, so that maybe parents could even come, you know, that had children at home.
Sure. So this is really going to be something. I'm really excited. I was telling Ryan that my first year, we got here the week after the festival, so we missed it. You know, that's when we moved in. And then last year, well, we had the reimagined version. So this year, I am, by golly, going to get tickets for everything I can.
We're
going to try to celebrate it to the hilt.
So, you know, I try to do, and we have a lot of wonderful people in the community that do sponsorship for our kiddos. So they don't have to pay to come to any of these events. For everything that we do, everything we give to them, it is basically all free to them.
Wow.
They can pick up, there'll be a passport book again, and we have sponsors for that.
Mm-hmm.
So all the details, they'll be able to pick those up at the office, at the library, and around town. I hope to put them in different venues downtown.
Oh, great. This is going to be something else.
Well, it's something a little different, just to encourage the kids that, yes, we're trying to do everything safe, and if we can't, we'll have a list that, where we can only have so many available, and then they can pick and choose their days that they want to come.
Very good. Now, Ryan, we're all set. Everybody's just praying for the best, and I think there's a little bit more than just praying. A lot of folks are darn right hopeful and pretty darn determined.
Yes.
This is going to be the best ever. We surprised a lot of people last year but you pulled it off. It was like, wow, they did it. It's like, yeah, they did.
We certainly did. Between the festival, but also Rosa's events last year with the kids, we were able to reach so many more youth than we would in person. Being able to watch one of our events online just circulate and almost, you know, explode on Facebook in terms of the analytics. It was so exciting to watch hundreds of these parents that were, you know, live streaming these events with their kiddos, and they were able to participate at home safely. So again, we're navigating everything with COVID, that even with the festival, hopefully we will be able to offer a live stream service as well for our patrons this year, because it was such a success last year, Tom.
It was.
Again, being able to reach so many more bodies, not just here in Bartlesville, but frankly all over the world for the festival, which was very, very exciting to watch.
A lot of children that were from the Kansas City area, as well as from Missouri and Arkansas. So we really went all out when we went virtual, because, and then when they scheduled online, they each got a bag of art project that they could do along with them. They even got a book, you know, the passport book. So,
wow.
We're still going to do that again this year if we have to.
All right. All the information you want is at okmmusic.org. Rose, Ryan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Dignity, compassion, excellence.
Sweet.
Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville.